Canada at 5. Good afternoon. I'm Scott Walker. A Quebec judge has imposed a series of tough conditions on Carla Homolka after her release from prison at the end of the month. The ruling is a victory for Ontario's Attorney General, who had argued the convicted killer continued to pose a threat to the public. Upon her release, the 35-year-old Homolka will have served all of a 12-year sentence for her role in Paul Bernardo's murder of Ontario teenagers Leslie Mahaffey and Kristen French. Jeff Alwand has been covering the hearing in Joliet, Quebec.
I think it's fair to say that the Ontario, if they're to remain in place.
The CBC's Jeff Elwand in Joliet, Quebec. A plane on a routine flight between London and New York was forced to make an unexpected stop in Halifax today. A malfunctioning emergency beacon on the Virgin Atlantic Airbus sent a signal it was being hijacked. As Jean Laroche reports, that sent Canadian authorities scrambling to respond.
This routine refunction. Jean Laroche, CBC News, Halifax.
Health Minister Ujjal Dosanjh and Conservative MP Grimont Graywall are now the subjects of an official investigation by the Commons Ethics Commissioner. The move comes as the controversy surrounding secret audio tapes is growing. Several audio experts say the recordings have been altered. Last night, the Conservatives re-released the recordings, and today members of the party are distancing themselves from Graywall. Peter Armstrong reports.
What a difference a day can make.
These tapes have been changed. Peter Armstrong, CBC News, Ottawa.
Documents released at the Arar inquiry show that officials at Foreign Affairs believed Canada's spy agency did not want Maher Arar returned to Canada. Former Solicitor General Wayne Easter was responsible for both CSIS and the RCMP during most of the time Arar was in prison in Syria. When he testified today, Easter had difficulty explaining his role in the affair. Evan Dyer reports.
This morning, Commission Counsel Paul Cavalluzzo to step in with a statement of his own. Evan Dyer, CBC News, Ottawa.
Canada and the United States are warning that terrorists are planning to bomb hotels and other locations frequented by tourists in Indonesia. Foreign Affairs is advising Canadians not to travel to Indonesia, and in particular to avoid the west coast of northern Sumatra, including Aceh province. Canadians still in the area are advised to leave immediately and tell the embassy in Jakarta of their departure. Militants linked to Al-Qaeda have launched 3 major attacks in Indonesia since 2002. In financial news, oil went up, jobs went down, and so did New York markets. The price of crude oil jumped $1.40 to $55.03 U.S. per barrel, its highest level in 6 weeks. The U.S. jobless rate fell, but the economy created fewer than half as many jobs as analysts were expecting. So the Dow was off 92 points at 10,460. The Nasdaq was down 26 points at 2071. The higher price of oil was good for the Toronto market. The TSX was up 44 points at 96.71, and the loonie was up slightly at 80.16 cents U.S. It's Dr. Hawkins. Thank you very much. Rock and roll legend Ronnie Hawkins received an honorary doctorate at Laurentian University today. Known as the granddaddy of rock and roll, Hawkins sparked the musical careers of many other Canadians, everyone from Robbie Robertson to David Foster. The CBC's Allison Dempster has more.
In the midst of professors wearing their academic finery, Ronnie Hawkins sits and can call him Dr. Sir. Allison Dempster, CBC News, Sudbury.
And that's Canada at 5 for Friday, June the 3rd. I'm Scott Walker. We leave you with a little more rock from Doc Hawk.
Mary Lou, Mary Lou. She took my diamond ring.
Oh, Mary Lou,
Mary Lou. She took my watch and...